Get your hands off me!
Thank you. Thank you, baby. Hey, Abner, Cody, would you two kindly escort this here cowboy, who cannot keep his hands from wandering where they have no business wandering, right out to the street alongside the horseshit, please? Yeah, much obliged. All right, everybody. You two. Now, you all just saw what happens when someone gets too friendly with your proprietress. It means, honey, that yours truly is the owner of this here saloon. Now, since I bought this place, many of you have demonstrated your enthusiasm about me being the boss of things with your free wandering hands. And, as you have just witnessed, things have changed. I am now a married woman. And the next time any of you get any ideas, my husband, Doc, is the one who you'll be dealing with. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Buster, you still got customers over here waiting on their drinks. Pete, did I tell you to stop playing? That's better. Millie, honey, you are on your own. Oh, I don't know how long. It won't be long. Doc, honey, I got Millie trained up to speed, and I'm going to take myself for a little stroll. Well, darling, that's just about what I was going to say. Why don't you go ahead, fold out, and have him save your place. I'll meet you outside. Good thing when you got it. Not far. Just enough to get away from all this. I can't be gone too long. Yeah. Here. It's very good. Oh, Doc. You came here out of the blue, and I really didn't know what to make of you. Oh, now, come on. You a real educated type, a real doctor of the like we rarely see in these parts, and an East Coast Yankee to boot. Well, nothing's wrong with it. I sure didn't see a problem when you settled in and set up your practice. And then when you got to be a regular in Joe's poker night and you were always around... Always around. Looking so damn handsome. You tall drink of water, you. Fitting right in here. You know what I mean. Not that kind of fitting in. And yes, yeah, that kind of fitting in. Oh, baby, we can't do this outside. Okay, at least we're out of sight, but remember, I have to get back. Oh, baby. Oh. You sure as hell aren't wasting any time. Oh, God. Somebody could walk around the building and find... Oh, yes, be quick. Oh, God, Doc. When your mouth is on my inner thighs like that, so high up, I just about lose my senses. Oh, I know you do that to me, honey. Oh, you make me trip like this. There's no one that's ever been in my life like you. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh, yes. No. Oh, right there. You just do that. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, you beautiful beast. Oh, man. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, God. I'm crazy, crazy, crazy for you. For your mouth on my pussy. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Yes. Oh, baby. That is so close. Just keep your tongue looking fast, just like that. I am not using your fancy doctor words. Oh, God. Oh, name my special lady. Oh, let's just call her what she is. Silly Ann's magic. But, baby, I'm so close, I'm so close. Oh, God, you do things. Oh, yeah, that's it. Oh, you, it's only you. Saloon. You're not coming back to the card table? You going home? To get things ready for me? Oh. You want to make sure I'm unhurt from our little stroll tonight. Are you going to examine me, doctor? Is that correct? That thing by oral stethoscope. You are so damn proud of that gadget. Oh my gosh. I agree. It does bring us such intense pleasure. When you strip me down and lay me on your table and you listen to my heart beating. Oh, no. Honey, walk me back to the saloon or I'll be going home with you right now for my examination. It'll only be another hour. This time, I get to listen to your heart, too. Hey, we need another one of those contraptions. Yes, you will see about that. Doc, my heart beats just for you, lover. Now go on. Get that office ready for your patient. I'll be there real soon. So you can probe me. And you just wait. You just wait. My heart is gonna gallop for your ears tonight like nobody's business. Oh yeah, baby, you better go right now.